Welcome to 2-Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray and Eddie.
He's Ray and Eddie? Wow, I thought I was Eddie.
No,
we're sharing the same mic, so technically it'll be like the battle of whose high-pitched voice is whose, but...
I'll talk real low like this to specify.
And I'll talk normal.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Uh-oh. Well, it's not this kind of podcast, Eddie.
Oh, right, I forgot there are no ladies listening. Never mind.
So, Eddie, it's nice to have you on the show. I'm over in California right now visiting my brother Eddie as he performs some wonderful plays.
I'm also in California.
Yes, we are all in California.
And Eddie's a podcasting veteran, so...
Yes, yeah. Eddie is a part of the Lame Show with Noah Brimhall.
Yeah, and we're going to be posting our latest episode up very quickly, episode 39, so look for that.
We have more episodes than you do.
Yeah, we do.
It's, you know, it's,
how's that feel?
It's quality, not quantity, people. Just because Star Trek has more movies than Star Wars doesn't necessarily mean it's better, you know?
That's the wrong podcast, Eddie.
Oh, right.
Although I did see the new Star Trek trailer, and I gotta say, it looks pretty good.
We also saw the new Star Trek trailer. Yes. I don't know if I would use the words pretty good. I'm a little torn on the subject personally. But,
and I know very little about Star Trek, so I was just like, looks like a movie.
it seems like they're rebooting it in a way that people that like the superhero genre will also like the Star Trek genre.
Mm. And people who like Smallville will also like it.
Probably.
You know, Tim, have you ever seen the show Muppet Babies? It kind of like they had this crazy idea of taking the characters and making them babies, and then everyone else said, "Hey, that's a good idea. Let's jump on that bandwagon." And then you had Tiny Toons,
and
a pup named Scooby Doo, and basically I felt like I was watching Star Trek Babies. It was like, "Oh, look, it's a young Kirk. Isn't he cute? Oh."
Well, I doubt they took a cue from Muppet Babies to do this movie. I see what you're saying a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, J.J. Abrams is a lot of good things under his belt, and see how it turns out. Although I did see his synopsis of the Superman script that he put out, and it was so horrible. It does make me worry a little bit.
Yikes. So yeah, let's go ahead and move right into comic talk. This week we had our...
Guilt written all over his face.
Yes.
Is what the name of
That's
it was.
Right.
And
yes.
Seeing as I was not involved, it's kind of sad that I had to say that.
So yeah, this was a pretty funny comic for Tim and I, because it's one of those things where we end up watering down an idea so far that we just do something totally different. I almost want to go with what we had originally talked about, but we might still make that into a comic, right?
True, yeah.
So,
but we had something totally, totally, totally different.
Yeah.
And fairly elaborate.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like no time.
Yeah, there's not enough time, and it's like, you know, I don't know if people are gonna get that joke, and it just went back to one of our old rules of like, if it's a new game release that not many people are gonna understand, then just do a retro comic that people might be able, like, you know, better to hit like the general public than, you know, the specific gamer public, which is always a constant struggle for us trying to find the right medium.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I think it turned out nice. I know that not everybody really got it. It hasn't tracked real well on joystick, but I really love just the artwork of it, and it's kind of a cute little small joke that I was very happy with personally.
Yeah, it was funny because Tim was really excited about this comic, and I'm like, yeah, I think it's all right. And right before he put it up, he's like, warning, I do not know how people are going to receive this. I just showed it to Sarah. She loved it. Showed it to my brother and my dad. They didn't get it. It's like, wow,
yeah,
that's a change of events for us.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I was telling you that, you know, I don't know, because I'm always worried, you know, ever since that Mario Steroids comic, like, I like it, but I don't know how other people are going to take it. But I was okay with that this time because I just like it enough to enjoy it personally. And so, you know.
Well, people didn't, like, hate this one was the difference.
No, they didn't. That's right. Kind of nice.
Yeah, so our topic of the week, we're actually going to quiz Eddie on a few things here because he is one of our, you know, regular readers, and he's not exactly, like, checking the feeds for video game news every day.
I'm not fluent in modern video game news.
Yes. So, Eddie, we had some questions to you as far as how you feel about our comics, if you think they're reaching the right audience, or if we should be leaning more towards your kind of knowledge about video games, or if it should be more specific and just kind of hit towards the total nerds like Tim and I.
Well, there definitely have been comics that I don't get at all until I read the description and it is explained to me who this person is and why they're doing that. So there are definitely those occasions where I'm like, who is this person? It's like, oh, this is the creator of such and such a game. Oh, okay. Or this person appeared in this game. Oh, I didn't know that. So I definitely like the ones where I recognize people. Like, probably my favorite was the Birdo and Qbert comic, and I just thought that the intermingling of those characters made for some really hilarious,
intermingling,
yeah,
right.
Ooh, scary. There should be some laws against that, maybe. I don't know, but those are my favorite comics. And so, like, the Pac-Man one, I enjoyed it. I thought it was cute. I don't say a lot about a lot of things, but it was kind of cute, and I could appreciate that a little more than if it's with someone that I've never heard of, I don't know.
Right.
And
like Mario. No.
Yeah, pretty much anything with Mario in it is probably going to make me laugh. But, you know, and I mean, I'll recognize Snake, you know, when you did the Smash Brothers comics. So that's all I can really say. I mean, I don't know if you want to, you know, alienate people, but
right.
I mean, I keep coming back, but it's definitely I could see someone, if they only looked at one comic and they didn't know who this person was, they're like, well, I don't get it, I'm not gonna come back here,
I'm never gonna come to this site again.
It was so much trouble, it cost me so much money. I want my
I'm
money
blocking,
back I
I'm
want a refund
it.
Taking it out of my bookmarks bar.
Eddie, I have a question for you. Do you find yourself, I think we asked you this last time, kind of an update to your gaming habits with the Wii and all that. Are you still playing it quite often? Do you find new games that interest you, or has it kind of tapered off, or what?
Well, it comes and goes. You know, lately I've been real involved with been starring in a play, and so I've been in rehearsals, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to be playing. But I'll have some of my castmates over, and Wii Sports is pretty much a regular in the, let's have some people over, you know, have a few drinks and you know, have some drunk bowling, drunk boxing, you know, drunk golfing, whatever, you know, people are, I think it actually helps my bowling score. So Wii Sports is pretty much always going to be there. Lately I've been playing Smash Brothers a lot and trying to get all the characters and the stages and you can get a little, it can get a little tiring, and then you take a break for a while and come back and get some more stuff.
I don't.
Yeah. Shocking. Normal people get tired of it. Yes.
I mean, lately it's been a little quiet. It seems like on the Wii front,
yeah.
But I think they have a pretty good, you know, pretty moderate selection of titles that any type of person could find something that they like to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we were...
Yeah, the thing that the Wii has over the GameCube is basically Wii Sports. I think with the GameCube, we went through all these same droughts, and there was kind of nothing to play. But I feel like for a lot of people that bought it because of Wii Sports, they're happy with that anyway. And so if there's nothing extra to buy at the time, it's like, oh, well, Wii Sports is still fun. And
yeah.
And it is still fun, too. I mean, we were just boxing before this podcast.
Yeah.
We're actually all sweaty and, like, just suffering through the show. But But yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun, and it's like...
He's not joking, it stinks right now.
It was kind of depressing still, too. Like, you were saying in the previous podcast, you're like, I hated Wii Sports because it was so much fun, because it's like nothing else has really gone up to that same level of enjoyment, and I kind of have to agree, there's really been nothing to one-up Wii Sports.
I just want to point out also that my version of Wii Sports is better than his version of Wii Sports.
Yeah, and... I noticed there's a new version, and I wish I had it.
Yeah, there's actually like replays when you finish the boxing. It like does like a slow motion replay of what the last couple of hits looked like.
I'm
like,
well, I think the baseball's different too. There's better like home run signs and different things like that. But
so see, they're making some changes. Making some improvements.
Miyamoto says he doesn't like late adopters, but then he creates better versions of the games for everyone. Apparently,
I was talking to someone recently, and they were asking me which games I had, and they asked me if I had Mario Kart Wii, which I don't yet. I would like to get that, and he was sort of noting that. Back in the days of the N64, what really got people into that were GoldenEye, Mario Kart, and Smash Brothers were like the three core games that everyone would have. And it's pretty much very much the same with the Wii, is that Mario Kart and Smash Brothers, but there's no GoldenEye really to. And I think that's probably maybe a missing component is a shooter type game that people who, I mean GoldenEye was not exactly groundbreaking, but it was certainly a very, very good first person shooter that was a lot of fun to play.
Now, is the Conduit going to be fixing that problem, Tim? Do you know if that's multiplayer?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive it is. What does that come out in spring or something?
I have no idea.
I know Sega picked it up, so it's definitely coming.
The Conduit Unleashed?
No, let's hope not.
Chip, you don't have Chip floating around your gun?
Let's hope they leave it alone, right?
Right.
A talking gun that guides you on your quest.
I need to reload!
Press A! but that may fill the void a little bit there, hopefully, and... I think the Nintendo consoles are generally most successful when there are those kind of multiplayer experiences that don't want to die, you know. Mm-hmm. And you might be right that the shooter end of that is missing.
So, what's going on for Christmas? I mean, by now,
Animal Crossing.
Is that their big Christmas thing that they're going to promote in the stores for gifts? Is just Animal
Unfortunately,
Crossing?
Unfortunately.
I believe that's it.
And Wii Music.
Okay, someone needs to get fired, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this is Nintendo's best holiday performance. I mean, I'm sure they'll do fine, but as far as a lineup of games, I'm seeing a lot more interesting things on the PS3 and the 360 than on the Wii.
Yeah, I think I'm very bitter about Banjo-Kazooie. Being on the 360, because I was very much a fan of that franchise on the N64, so that would be a game that I would be wanting to get.
Yeah, it's they're branching out there on the 360, and a lot of top games the last couple of months I've seen come out. So,
well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. Well, my comment of the week goes to Kearns, who said, "Not sure I see the hidden joke either, but are the ghosts really 15 feet tall?" And that cracks me up, because the hidden joke is that we are measuring them by pixels in the background. So they're actually like 14 to 15 pixels tall. So it's funny for me to have him say, like, I don't know what the hidden joke is, but are they really 15 feet tall?
Yeah, but that's a good comment. I thought you would have picked this one, but I'll go ahead with it. Tyler, a.k.a. Huge Sonic Fan, says, "Gasp, gasp. I just read through all 92 comics in 4 hours. It was definitely worth it, but gah. Keep up the good work, guys."
Thank you.
Which, it's surprising it took 4 hours. He must have taken some breaks, because...
I want to know, like, how slow of a reader this person is, though, because 4 hours... I mean, holy cow. I know that you guys have been working on this for a long time now, but if you just read the comics, like, through, it shouldn't take you that long.
Well, my guess maybe is that he's reading, like, our little blurbs at the end.
Okay.
And maybe checking out some comments, see what people think.
Listening to podcasts, you know.
Yeah, no, that would take many, many hours.
I'm actually going to pick Tim's... It's not a comment, but it's sort of the first, I don't know, first comment, but it's not the first comment. You know what I'm talking about. You're a little introduction, Tim.
The blurb.
For pointing out about it being Junior Pac-Man. Now, is Junior Pac-Man, is that different from Baby Pac-Man?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Because I always, I don't know how many of you remember Baby Pac-Man, but it was like a cross
pinball.
Between a video game and a pinball game. And when you you came down the bottom, like, pathways, you entered into the pinball game, and then you played pinball for a while. You know, people aren't doing that so much anymore, and I'm like, why aren't there more, like, I think that you should, like, there should be more games like that, where it's like, first-person shooter, and then you walk into a cave, and then it's like, oh, hey, now it's like platformer, you know? I mean, why not mix and match the genres like that?
You mean Metroid?
I guess so.
And then, no, that plus, was that, Metroid that had a was pinball a... game, too, if you want to go that far.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd do that, since the arcade is all but dead these days, right?
It feels that way sometimes.
Come on.
You don't want to put tokens and roll them down the little bowling alley and try and get, like, two tickets from it so you can get, like, a pair of plastic fake teeth?
Well, I did just read that Street Fighter IV, they're not going to bring it to the U.S. arcades. Which just seems like, you know, Street Fighter was the big arcade game, you know, however many years ago, I don't even want to know, 15 years ago or whatever.
Don't remind me, it's been that long.
I know, it's been a long time, but it's like a Street Fighter game not coming to the arcades, but it's like, well, those things are really expensive to make, and you're not going to make any money off of them, so
yeah,
we're kind of to that point now.
I'm still sweating, but I hear it's cold outside. I hear that the clouds have rolled over, but it's still pretty warm for me, which can only mean one thing. The dreaded Black Doom Award is here. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. I don't know if I have a Black Doom Award.
Way to introduce it and then have anything. Like, do you have Black Doom? No, do you? No. And now for the Black Doom Awards. Oh, by the way, do we have any?
Ray, you always have something to complain about.
Okay, I mean, well, I guess I want to throw
calling
this
me,
out.
You're calling me, like, every day. Like, Tim, did you hear? Oh, it's horrible. And it's something, so. Yeah.
I think the thing I definitely want to complain about, because this is, like, I mean... You know, I wrote the Samba de Amigo review where I pretty much just railed on the controls for the majority of it. And I believe the post got put up on Go Nintendo and people read it. And, like, there are a lot of people who are like, no, that, you know, obviously this idiot doesn't realize that controls are tilt-based, not, like, you know, where you hold it in the air-based. And I'm like, yes, I totally understand that. That's the problem, because that's not how you play Samba de Amigo, by tilting the remote. And even if I know to tilt the remotes and I do it that way, it doesn't make it any better for me at all. And I think there's...
Because they're supposed to be maracas,
yeah, they're supposed to be maracas,
mistaken, right?
Yeah, and so it's like, why develop a game where you're tricking people into thinking that you're shaking maracas high, middle, or low? You know, and it's like, oh, point this direction. But it doesn't work, because... It's just a mess of a control scheme, and it bugs me.
I gotta say, I don't know that the people that made those comments really read your review, because they were, I mean...
Yeah, they probably just saw the summary.
They saw the little summary, they're like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But, you know, you look at your reviewer completion and everything you say, obviously you spend a lot of time with the game. And you know, in my 10 minutes with the game, I could tell it was broken, you know? I was so frustrated, because it's like, this game should be fun, and for like 5 seconds at a time, it is fun... Until I do the right thing and tells me I did it wrong. And
right.
There's nothing more infuriating than that when you're playing a rhythm-based game. You
I
know?
Still couldn't believe that I could just shake the controller continuously and it would hit every single note.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even have to, like, aim anywhere. I just shake. And it's like, perfect. I'm like, what the frick, people? that is called broken controls. I don't care who you are. I don't care how tilt-based it is. That's wrong.
See, that's the main difference between you two, is that there will be a game that's horrible, and Ray will play it for like 100 hours in order to write a review to describe how bad it is. And Tim will play it for 10 minutes and then give up and just say, that's the worst game I've ever played, I'm not going to play it anymore.
Not worth my time.
Well, you gave up on Mega Man 9 after like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I have a short attention span with games, I think. It's got to really catch me early on. I just don't have as much time as I used to have for games, and...
I was like, you're like, oh, I kept dying in Mega Man 9. I'm like, well, how far did you get? Like,
the third screen.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah, basically.
Like, the third screen?
And it wasn't that I didn't... It's not that I don't think it's a well-designed game or a good game, but I'm like, oh, this brings back so many frustrating memories of beating Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3 and even Mega Man 8 back when I was a lot younger, and I just can't do that right now.
Post Mega Man 2 stress disorder.
Yeah, no, it's like reliving your high school football or whatever sport you played days, and just being like, yeah, I want to get out there and throw the football around. You throw it once and your arm is like dead, and you're like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. That's how it is with Mega Man for me. It's like, no, I don't have the patience. I'm sorry.
Now I remembered why I stopped playing this game.
Yeah. So, I got a Black Doom Award. It's actually kind of awesome. It's a Black Awesome Award.
What?
But it's, well, there's Doom involved, okay? So just bear with me here. I read this yesterday on Joystick. There was a prisoner in a German prison, a Turkish citizen who was imprisoned for a 7-year sentence. I don't know what he was in prison for, but he managed to escape from prison by putting himself in a box and mailing himself out of prison. And the story is like, oh, he must have been a Metal Gear Solid fan because he used the old box trick. And while I doubt that it has any real connection to gaming, first of all, I thought that was a pretty awesome idea. And second of all, how stupid do you have to be to actually mail one of your inmates out of prison? I mean, just, is he in his cell? Nope. Well, we better find him. You know, that's a pretty bonehead move there on the German prisons.
The team warning.
But that was kind of funny. And they still haven't found him. They don't know where he is. That's the other thing. Where was the box being mailed to? That's where I would start looking, right? Can't be too far. I mean, do we have tracking on this thing or what?
Yeah, where's the delivery confirmation on the prisoner?
Maybe they were too cheap to get delivery
confirmation. Right.
Well, maybe where it got mailed to, they didn't sign for it, so the box is actually still sticking in the UPS warehouse at the airport. Well, would you like me to contribute a Black Doom Award?
I don't know. We're kind of out of time. Oh, no, okay. Go ahead. I'm just...
Well, that's my Black Doom Award.
Go for it.
The cutting off of guests.
Get used to it.
I'd like to thank my agents and... Oh, man. My Black Doom Award is actually going to the Nintendo website. Here's the story. Went to take a look at information about the Clone Wars lightsaber duels. This is a new game for the Wii, based on the animated television series on Cartoon Network. And before you can view it, it warns you, hey, the game that you're about to view has been rated T for teen, and so it's only appropriate for users 13 and over. Are you sure you'd like to continue?
And now, Eddie, I know you probably said, again, well, I don't know about that. Teen rating. Ooh.
I'm like... To me, it's like, hey, if the show comes on television and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't watch this because it's for teens only. Like, that's why it's on Cartoon Network, you know? So, like, are you sure you really want to watch this? And I had to, like, is this really necessary? I mean, considering what all people are getting involved with on the internet, that the Clone Wars game is, like, deemed too dangerous for us to look at.
Well, you know, Nintendo's about the most careful company I've ever seen with this stuff. I mean, that's why they have friend codes, right? heaven forbid you meet somebody that you don't know online and talk to them, you know.
The ultimate irony of the friend code stuff is, you know, that's how we met.
Right.
Tim. I mean, that's how we got to know each other, was through our Wii's as strangers, basically.
You really have to be careful if you tell people that you met through your Wii's. I mean, honestly...
Yeah, Ray, I heard that and I'm like, so what? You liked my Wii, I liked your Wii, we met.
It's a multiplayer.
But, yeah, that's kind of dumb, Eddie. It's kind of dumb that you were looking at that game.
Oh, hey, now hold on just a minute here, all right? When I first heard about, you know, the Wii and how you could wave this stick around to simulate things, the first thing I thought of was, well, hey, I mean, this is just obvious. They need to make a lightsaber game so you can, you know, swing your lightsaber around. So I have not played this game. I don't know if it's good or not.
Maybe we should just focus on Star Trek next time.
Right.
Yes. Stick to that.
Yeah, pull the Wii remote out and it's your phaser. That might work, actually.
That would work, yeah.
And then you could use your iPhone for, like, the communicator device.
Like, okay, now which way do I waggle it to enter into diplomatic negotiations?
All right, well, that will do it for this edition of 2P Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray and Eddie.
Hey, I'm Eddie.
And we're going to close out with a musical misfit.
Oh, yes. Right? Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Of all the great songs that have come out through video games, some have been left behind for no real good reason other than people either forgot it or it wasn't on a game that people played, and so we like to fade out with a song that is good that no one really knows about. So Tim, we had some user suggestions as to which songs to pick, and Tim was in charge this week of choosing one that he liked from their suggestions.
Well, I couldn't pick one, so I decided we're going to end with 6 of them, so the podcast will be another 30 minutes, and just sit back and enjoy. No, I'm just kidding. I chose a song called "I.O. Buddha Mask" by Mother, or from Mother 3.
How much do you owe him?
Nothing, but it's a good song, and Swimming Bird suggested it. And let's take a listen.
All right.
Thank you.
So Tim, do you have some questions?
For Eddie?
Yes.
I don't know. I suppose I could ask him.
Sounds something. Like he's pretty excited to yeah. start.
This is thrilling, by the way. See, it sounds a lot different without music for you, huh?
Oh, is there music in the podcast? Really?
I never noticed. I never noticed all the hard work you put into this thing, right?